Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, The Night Rider. Well, today's topic, today being Monday, January the 27th, 2014, meet the new face of the top 1%, a world-class dick. None other than Silicon Valley venture capitalist Thomas Perkins. The venture capitalist compares the progressive war on the top 1% to the Nazi anti-Semitism as it was experienced during the Reich 1930s. Let's get right to it, shall we? This guy, if you've seen the picture of him on Huffington Post, certainly has the gaze of a shark and more like a piranha. He's none other than Thomas Perkins, co-founder of the famous Silicon Valley venture capital firm of Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. He actually drew comparisons to the Third Reich's treatment of the Jews, the one in Germany, and that of today's treatment of the top 1% of the economic class by the progressive community in a letter he wrote to the Wall Street Journal, who in turn actually published it. Just from a purely logical standpoint, the only thing that is common to both of these instances in history is the mere fact that the groups involved supposedly constituted 1% of their respective general populations. Otherwise, there is absolutely no other serious parallel here that it's worth any consideration between these two separate historical phenomena. This is not the thinking of a particularly insightful individual. Oh, well, one can still become a billionaire without being thoughtful or perceptive. One thing this tells me is that the super rich, the top 1% in our economic system, are starting to bristle at the ongoing narrative started by the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's about time, the bloodsuckers, when you have the world's 85 richest individuals outright owning half, that's 50% of the world's economic assets, then you have to conclude that human civilization is definitely at a crossroads. We've long since surpassed the economic excesses of the American Gilded Age. That would be in our American history, the period approximately between 1880 and 1900. We've long since surpassed that economic excess for sheer economic disparity. And finally, what we are going to do about all this? We'll vote the goddamn Republicans out of office, especially the House of Representatives, this coming November 2014. The GOP is nothing more than the Praetorian Guard for the uber-rich. Praetorian, Latin word, signifying and meaning a force of bodyguards used by Roman emperors. So beware, GOP. Just as in ancient Rome, the Vandals are at the gate pounding away. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, The Night Rider, saying thanks for tuning in. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.